interview and conversation with Melissa L. Cook. She has written a fabulous memory called The Call of the Last Frontier, the true story of a woman's 20-year Alaska adventure. And we haven't even scratched the surface. We just tickled around the outside. Hopefully some of your folks have been able to tune in, and hopefully some of mine. But people are always amazed because when I say that I lived in Alaska, there aren't so many down in the lower 48. A lot of people visit on the Inside Passage, but not so many actually live there. So I'm in the middle of a hunt right now for an apartment and having to pack up. So I'm not really sure what my availability is going to be, but I definitely would like to, spend some more time talking with you on aspects of your experience and parts of your book. So I want to thank you so much for making time today. And is there any last...
Well, this has been my pleasure.
Yeah, any last little
bits? Thank you so much, and thank you to the listeners.
Yeah, so...
Last bit of information. I'll give you one more little note.
Good.
When we went to Nelson Lagoon, I was so excited being from... I grew up back east. Well, we call it back east in Detroit because it's so far from here, but in the Midwest in Detroit. And we have lots of holiday decorations, Christmas decorations. And when I was out at Nelson Lagoon, I missed the Christmas lights that people put on their houses. And I asked one of the people in the community why nobody decorated their homes for Christmas. And they laughed at me. They thought it was so funny that anybody would recommend decorating a house in Nelson Lagoon. Of course, once I lived there for a while, I understood, but... the wind was so strong.
Oh, yeah.
Everything... put out decorations, it just blew them away.
Right, right.
Anything just... outside. The village was always clean because everything blew away.
Unbelievable.
Including Christmas lights.
Yeah. That's terrific. Well, there's definitely more adventures to come, and we can compare notes. As I said, I lived in Anchorage, which is a whole different experience than living in the bush. I did go up in a bush plane with my friend, who let me take the controls once we were up in the air, not taking off or landing for sure. But yeah, it's the flights that you had no choice. The flights and the boats that you had to be on. Harrowing experiences, unbelievable.
Yeah,
you had to have nerves of steel. I really don't know how you put up with all of it. Plus the cold. So we'll delve into more of that. We'll be in touch, and I highly recommend people get your book and go on to your site. If they have ever wondered what life was like up there, they can certainly find out more about it. So
thank you. And the book is also available on Amazon.
Okay, good. All right. So, well, we'll be talking again, and stay warm.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that worked out. Thank goodness. I'm always a little bit hairy when I try to hook up a long-distance call, but thank goodness it worked. So we're going to continue on here with some music. I'm down to one deck again. These decks need to be, I don't know, they need to be fixed. But here we go. That was fun.
Now for too many years, but I keep on till tomorrow while I'm struggling through today. Somehow I keep hanging on, believing that help is on its way. And help is on its way. Oh yeah, on its way. I know I ain't drowning in this crazy world today, and I'm wondering where's the lifeguard, 'cause just too many ain't been saved. So I'm crying in the shadows, trying to smile for those who need a little shade. And there ain't no one here left to follow, so I guess a new path needs to be paved. Guess a new path needs to be paved. Oh yeah. And us warriors and dreamers seem to only learn the hard way. All those wars and battles that we fought, trying to make a change, but to youth there is no reason. There ain't nothing that you can say. You just don't look back and don't rush ahead. Seek forgiveness and learn to pray. Know that help is on. Oh yes, help is on. Oh yes, help is on. On his way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's on his way. Of sadness and fears, we've been drowning these emotions now for too many years, but we keep on until tomorrow while we're struggling through today. Oh,
faya e gronga la de takru no mak na puna ise brong brong faya e gronga la de takru no mak na puna ise.
Yedan Rachel, the Yedan Rachel Project, Wrong Fire. And before that, Laser Lloyd from his CD Tomorrow Never Comes on Lots of Love Records. And the song is Help is on the Way, on its way. So we had Juanito Pascual before the interview. That was Tefera, Tema por Tangos. The New Flamenco Trio is the name of that CD. And before that, Dawn Darrow. That was her first CD. It's called Skylark. Beautiful. She does a cabaret show, and she does songs from 1941. Beautiful. I liked it very much, and we'll be hearing more from that. Okay, so, and we opened up with Steve Gorn, an exquisite selection from Colors of the Mind on Dharma Moon label. The song is called Indian Nights, and he's quite a masterful player. So, as I mentioned, we have a celebration coming up, the New Year of the Trees, and I wanted to share a little bit about that. It's Sunday night and Monday, and Tu B'Shvat. The 15th day in the month of Shvat is first mentioned in the Mishnah, where it is listed as one of the four new years in the Jewish calendar, Rosh Hashanah. Specifically, it relates to the mitzvah of tithing produce. According to the Torah, before the fruits of our labors can be enjoyed, certain gifts have to be given and shared with the Kohanim, the priests, and the Levites, and the poor. Each year requires particular gifts, and since different fruits blossom and produce at varying times of the year, Tu B'Shvat marks the start of the new year for trees to determine the year to which the fruit belongs. Very fascinating. Over the years, the Tu B'Shvat has become the traditional day to show our appreciation and love of the land of Israel in particular, and the beautiful natural world in general. It is an ancient custom to eat fruit on this day, especially the fruits of the land of Israel. According to tradition, it is on this day that the sap or life force begins to rise in the tree as it prepares to bring forth new leaves, buds, and fruit. In the 1500s, the city of Safat became a magnet for Torah scholars and Kabbalists. It was during this time that a ritual Seder of Tu B'Shvat was created. Modeled after the Seder of Pesach, it became a potent vehicle for understanding the holiness of the land of Israel and our deep connection to the land. This Seder, which was known until recently only to Kabbalists, has become very popular in our generation and is the inspirational basis of a wide range of Tu B'Shvat Seders formulated by Jews of all background. This is from a book called Seeds and Sparks, Inspiration and Self-Expression Through the Cycles of Jewish Life by Avraham Aryeh Trugman. In modern times, this date has become a traditional day to plant trees in the land of Israel. In the diaspora, it is time to collect money for trees to be planted in Israel. With an increasing understanding of the importance of ecology and the environment, Tu B'Shvat also serves as the Jewish Earth Day. When looking at various sources in the Torah, Mishnah, Talmud, and Maimonides, one is struck by how much is recorded as law in our tradition regarding protecting the land, regulating its use, preserving the earth and animal species from wanton destruction, and protecting people from the hazards of water, air, and noise pollution. Along with these laws is imparted an overall worldview of love and reverence for the earth in general, and the land of Israel in particular. This day can be used to deepen our knowledge of what the written and oral Torah reveal regarding these very vital and contemporary issues. Tu B'Shvat occurs on the night of a full moon. 1 month later on the full moon is Purim, Shushan Purim, and exactly 1 month later on the full moon is the holiday of Pesach. These holidays coming one after the other on three successive full moons symbolize both the very beginning of spring and the welling up of the forces of redemption. Coming out of Egypt and slavery to a state of freedom is intimately connected to the transition of nature from a state of hibernation and inaction to one of rebirth and rejuvenation. The sap rising in the tree on Tu B'Shvat represents the initial point of the process, climaxing in our personal and national redemption from the narrow confines of Egypt on Pesach. This is so beautifully written. Who is the wise one? He who sees the birth. That's a quote from Talmud 32a. Tamid. The Hebrew word for birth, nolad, alludes to the sliver of the new moon. The wise one is he or she who sees in the initial appearance of a situation that which will ultimately transpire. Just as one cannot detect from the exterior the sap rising from the roots to the trunk of a tree, so too for the individual, The arousal of new spiritual energy on Tu B'Shvat begins from the deepest point of pure potential in the soul and slowly rises up till fully revealed as new spiritual energy ready for actualization on Pesach. Well, he goes into a lot more detail, so I'll just read you the last little bit here. Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, in reference to the hidden potential and holiness of each Jew, used to say, "What do we know? What do we know?" He once taught that the headquarters of this concept is Tu B'Shvat, where a tree the day after Tu B'Shvat looks just like it did the day before. We don't see anything perceptibly different. Likewise, what do we know of what is moving deep within the heart and mind of an individual, unrevealed to our critical eyes? We should all be blessed to go deep within ourselves on Tu B'Shvat and rediscover all our potential for holiness and let it flow once again. May we hold on to our Torah, which is truly a tree of life, and recognize our deep roots in the Holy Land and our eternal connection to God and the Jewish people. He has much more in here, but I'll talk a little bit later about some of the customs of this Seder. But let's go now to some, we'll go to this.
Sin final.
Okay, here's an important announcement. Don't drink and don't drive. 26-year-old Olivia Culbreth broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead, including her own sister and 3 generations of family in another vehicle. "I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life," she sobbed to the judges. "I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility." Everyone in both vehicles, except for Culbreth, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV and Culbreth's car to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. The fun's over when you drink alcohol and then decide to drive, quite possibly forever. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yikes. It's pretty stark, but there it is. So, we'll have a little bit more music here on WMFO. I think we listened to Tammy Machnai. That was the last song on her CD called Levant, Vuelo Sin Final. She had an absolutely gorgeous voice. She left the area with her husband and moved back to Israel, where they live now, and she has a son. I don't think she's doing music anymore, which is a shame because she had such a gift. Before that, the Idan Rachel Project, Brung Faya from the Idan Rachel Project CD. Okay.
How much do I love you? I tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses a sprinkle with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I'll ever lose you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How deep is the ocean? ocean. How high is the sky in the ocean? The sky, the ocean.
Interesting. That was Chiara Civello, How Deep is the Ocean? Beautiful. And I'm going to share a little bit more about this celebration, this observance of Tu B'Shvat. Just want to get something ready for us. All right, I can do that. Okay, so there is what they call a Seder, an order to commemorate the New Year of the Trees. And it involves different cups of wine, four different cups of wine, and different types of fruit. So, and blessings for each of those. And it's a way of understanding the different worlds, the mystical worlds of creation, from Asiya, the world of doing, to Yetzirah, world of formation, Bria, world of creation, and Atzilut, the world of emanation next to God. So a little bit of a mystical connotation there. And so you start with fruits with an inedible shell. So outer defenses, that would be like almond, coconut, pomegranate, and you'd make a blessing on an all-white wine. And then you would go to a fruit with a pit, a shell on the inside, an olive, a date, an avocado, or a cherry. Now you would have half red, half white wine. Next, you would go to a completely edible fruit. And that would be no shell, open on all levels. So that would be like an apple or a pear, an orange or a grape or a fig. So it'd be red with a drop of white, and then you go to Atzilut, which is beyond physical, unity with all. Enjoy sweet smells like cinnamon, bay leaf, or special tastes like scotch. So it says that the Kabbalists would eat 10 fruits for each level. So it's like a whole meal of fruits. What you can do at each level of meaning, you can share teachings for each of the levels. So you would start with drinking the wine, learn a text, eat the fruit, and share songs, poems, and meditations. It's very nice. It's a lovely custom. And I know that there are different ones available online since we're in this COVID mishigas craziness. Just going to see if there's anything else to share about this. It says, each step of the Seder is connected with the way we live in and experience the world. From the bottom, the order is practical, emotional next, intellectual, and then spiritual. So rising up. The Jewish mystics believe that when we unify these levels inside ourselves, we make a special connection between God and the physical world, bringing the blessing to the trees and to the tree of life. Some people like to ask themselves a spiritual question at each level. You can hold the fruit for that level in your hand as you think about the question. Now, this came, I was cleaning out boxes of papers that I had, of which I have way, way, way too many. And this popped out, and I thought, oh, totally perfect. So it looks like neochassid.org. From 2010 is when I acquired this. So I don't know if they still have that site or not, but Rabbi David Seidenberg was the one who, I think, prepared this in 2011. Very nice. So, all right, let's listen to Shomer Yisrael. We're WMFO Medford, live at the Tufts University campus. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
Sure, I may, yes,
it's just going to take me a minute because I'm down to, again, one working deck. I don't know. If I put a CD in one of these other decks, I may not ever see the CD again. It's really a pain. All right, so this is from Mordechai Ben David, Once Upon a Nigun. Nigun is a song. And, well, let's do this one.
Hoya hoy beyeha, hoya hoy bebeye, hoya hoy beyeha. Ivina meitzar ko rosiko, uvono nipa merchapo. Na mei tsarko rosiko, ogono ni bava merchavko. Mi na mei tsarko rosiko, ogono ni bava merchavko. Mi na mei tsarko rosiko, ogono ni bava merchavko. Mi na mei tsarko rosiko, ogono ni bava merchavko. Mi na mei tsarko. Ba me rafko mi na me tsarko ba merhapo mi na meitzar ko rosiko wono ni ba wa merhapo
na meitzar ko Meitzarko, rosiko, bono ni ba mechapo. Shem shifleinu zachalonu ay, chayit vekeinu mitzureinu ay. Shem shifleinu zachalonu ay, chayit vekeinu mitzureinu ay. Oy shem shifleinu zachalonu ay. Vayifrekeinu mitzareinu Shem shifleinu zochalonu Vayifrekeinu mitzareinu Echot yochidu yuchot Korrekt besurenu mi bein hagoyim hyne futsay seinu kanes mi yarke seyoretz bishom navot khoveyiro Shom na'avot chobeyiro, v'shom na'avot chobeyiro, ki me'yohilo mochishonim kadmoniyoyz. V'shom na'avot chobeyiro, ki me'yohilo mochishonim kadmoniyoyz. Lishloi masi rahayich Oi, 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 tziyoi Oi, 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 tziyoi Halloi si shali Lishloi masi rahayich Oi, 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 tziyoi Oi, 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 tziyoi Halloi si shali Lishloi masi rahayich Tzadikim, yiru v'yismechu, v'yishorim, v'yishorim yaloizu. V'chassidim berino, berino yogilu, v'chassidim berino, berino yogilu. U'v'chein tzadikim, yiru v'yismechu, v'yishorim, v'yishorim yaloizu. V'chassidim berino, berino yogilu, v'chassidim berino, berino yogilu. Nisko Hashem Levadoi Hashem Levadoi Bahayoy Mahu Hashem Levadoi Bahayoy Mahu אוי ונשגוב השם לבדוי, השם לבדוי ביוי מהו. אוי וניסקוב השם לבדוי, השם לבדוי ביוי מהו, השם לבדוי ביוי מהו. אוי וניסקוב השם לבדוי, השם לבדוי ביוי מהו. אחד יחיד ומיוחד, הוי הוי וויה. 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 בחיי צדיק יגידים ירו ויסמוכו, בישורים יעלו ויסעו. אוי אוי והחסידים, אוי אוי ורינו יגילו. אוי אוי והחסידים, אוי 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 ורינו יגילו. ובחיי צדיק ובחיי צדיק ירו ויסמוכו, ובחיי צדיק ובחיי צדיק ירו ירו ויסמוכו. אוי 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 וחסידים, אוי אוי ורינו יגילו. אוי אוי וחסידים, אוי אוי ורינו יגילו.
Okay, that was Rebbe Sol, Evening of Roses, Erev Shel Shoshanim, One Man Musical Journey, beautiful. Mordechai Ben David from Darkness to Light from Once Upon a Nigun, and before that Shlomo Karlbach, Shomer Yisrael, the legendary Shlomo Karlbach live in concert for the Jews of Russia. A pre-recorded show for Time Travel should be coming up next, and I've had a little bit of a problem trying to get this to actually work. Don't want that. All right, we want Time Travel. And why doesn't it come up? I don't know.
We do want Time Travel. This is Chris Earle. That's Joyce the Voice from last week. And Joyce has done an actual excellent job with both her show and getting my shows on in time. Goes without saying, some other GJs, not so much. I was subbing for some other shows, and then all of a sudden I spend, 20, 30, 40 hours creating these shows, and then these people can't press a button. But that's another story altogether. The show tonight is Triple Play with Chris Earle. Time Travel with Chris Earle is every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. normally. But I have a block of 4 hours tonight and doing Triple Play, which is three songs from each artist that's coming up. And I had a little extra time here on the end of last week's show, so I figured I'd add this little promo here, and we'll toss a PSA in. Stick around from 5 to 9 p.m. We have some of the best stuff in Medford tonight, I think. It's Triple Play with Chris Earle. And then from 9 to 12 on the town with Mikey D., listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. And Joyce the Voice will be back with you in the near future. So thanks to Joyce and the Voicemobile. Coming up next is Time Travel. WMFO, Medford.
Oh, no.
What you watching, Dave?
It's another disaster, Goliath.
What's a disaster?
That's when bad things happen to people in the world. Things we don't expect, and it's just awful.
Oh, Davey, that is awful.
I sure am glad that no matter what happens, God is there.
God is there?
Sure, Goliath. God is there through the hands of the people who help after a disaster.
Shouldn't we help?
You're right, Goliath.
But how can we?
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.